You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on BFM. We're going to be chatting with Mads from Hoha shortly. Hoha is from Otiputi. They're winging their way up the country to play a show for us at the end of the week with a bunch of good ones at Wine Cellar. So stick around for that. Hoha is one half Mads, who you can find in Riot Gull, and one half Liam, who you can find in Night Lunch. This is Routine for Champs.
Oh, you're a tree trimmer. Tell me more. Car full of needles, pine smelling prick. Dark green, light green. Tree trimmer.
That is Riot Gull with Routine for Champs. One member of Riot Gull is Mads, who is one half of Hoha, a band that is heading up to Tāmaki Makaurau to play at Whammy Backroom this Friday with You're a Tooth and Vegetable Machine Animal. Kia ora, Mads, how are you this morning?
Atamari e hoa, kei te pai ahau. Thanks for having me.
No, it's nice to speak with you. Hoha is such a sick project, and you guys don't have any recordings out yet, so we're sort of trying to construct the vibe of what you are doing through these other bands that you're in, and I guess the way you describe yourself. So it's you and Liam Clune from Night Lunch. How did this project come about in the first place, Mads?
Well, I mean, me and Clune, we've known each other for a long time, you know, but we actually only jammed proper guitar drum style in 2022, and we were quite happy just keeping that its own little thing. But ironically, we actually formed into a band officially to replace Riot Girl on the bill of a different gig.
Ah.
So I feel like it's like a really true and classic band synthesis story where it's like someone has to play something, so we'll just write some songs and then we'll show up.
Perfect.
But I mean, ultimately, I mean, it's also a cool little co-papa for both of us just to kind of play a bit more in the improv-y type space and kind of mess around with the different, I suppose, capacity, for lack of a better word, of how much noise can you make with one guitar and one drum kit.
Totally. I feel like the answer is a lot from
hopefully
from the sounds that you guys produce. I also appreciate the way you describe the band as it's about being Māori and being fed up together, who knows what will happen. I feel like that's a very strong opener for a project.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's like, it could be, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we tend to sort of describe our sets where we have a vague plan, but we just kind of want to see how it develops as Hoha Taka, because it's like the essence of being Hoha. It's like maybe you're Hoha, but maybe something else is being Hoha,
yep.
And you need to respond to that. But yeah, basically being fed up at the same time, and then you just work on the fact that both of you kind of have some sort of idea where you might go.
Yeah.
And it will sync up. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So maybe for people who aren't super familiar with the kupu, how would you kind of explain the concept of Hoha to people?
Hoha's a good one. You can be a Hoha. That's kind of like a bit more of an insult, I would say. You know, some people might say that David Seymour's a bit of a Hoha. Just an example.
Someone you could pull.
It's
out
just
of
something
there.
I picked out of the air. Yeah. Lots of words. I mean, annoying is a real classic translation. Fed up is another good one. There's also other translations for that kupu, which are more along the lines of like kind of being boring or like vexing in a way, which I also think is quite funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being racked up for whatever reason.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I feel like it's a great way to kind of sort of frame this project that you're working on. Mads, you're the drummer in this, and you also drum in Riot Girl as well. When did you kind of get into playing the drums? What was the sort of entry point for you?
Entry points from being a child and wanting to play drums and not being allowed to, because a child learning to play drums is very loud. for some reason my parents let me learn violin instead, which I actually think is
arguably
a
worse.
A huge leap of faith. But yeah, you know, I started learning drums in high school. That's when I finally got permission to start doing that, and actually mostly learned through jazz. I was like the band kid, but like not in bands. I was in like orchestra and chamber music and jazz band.
Mean.
Yeah, that was really fun, really great. Learned some awesome little skills there. And Riot Girl was kind of the first like band where you just actually hung out with your friends and like made silly songs and wrote your own drum parts and stuff. That's the first time I'd ever done that. So Hoha's kind of just like the natural extension of that, where it's like, imagine doing that, but kind of pushing like everything that you know how to do on the drums even more.
Yeah totally. Yeah. It feels like, because I know you're also a visual artist, Mads, as well, and make kind of sound works that also go with drawing, illustration, and a lot of sculptural practice as well. Do you think about how those two types of art making that you do, you know, drumming and also that more kind of visual space, do they have a relationship to you, or are they quite separate pockets of your creative world?
I think they're totally connected. There's like a big umbilical cord running all the way through there, like super hot, really exciting stuff. Like you said, a lot of the work that I make when I'm not doing music stuff is quite percussive anyway, so it's a lot of like participatory work, things that can be touched and struck and hit, and yeah, that kind of lines up, I think, with drawing for me in a mark making sense. I work a lot with like the idea of like sharing whakapapa. Like I can learn it, but then you can also share it. So I'm pretty interested in how touch and like sensory feedback can also like share information in a way that is sort of like pre the or like outside of some other forms of knowledge that we kind of expect ourselves to have. So yeah, they're super connected to me. And I mean, I actually have roped in Liam to play multiple installations with me. Like, we've done that a couple times now where you have a whole installation set up and then you'll do like a performance, and it's just I can just invite my friends, my friends to come and play, play a little version of some slightly stranger instruments.
I feel like that's a classic way to get your friends to come to your art show. Is it's like, first of all, there'll be free beers, and second of all, there'll be a gig as well.
Yeah, and I'll pay you to be there.
Yeah.
I'll give you an artist fee.
Come and hang out. Totally.
It's great. It's also a really good gateway for like getting, punks into contemporary art installations and like noise music. It's like, guess what? You actually do like noise and you can play it yourself in real time.
Totally. It's a good agenda to be slipping in there, I feel, Mads. A strong one.
Yeah, I'm working to bind the communities together.
Nice. So, Jorge, this gig is happening on Friday. This is the 14th of June, Whammy Backroom. You're playing with You're a Tooth, which is Tombs plus Jeff Henderson and Alan D. Jones, Vegetable Machine Animal. It's going to be a really fun, hectic night. Definitely an earplugs night for protecting... those taringa, but it will be a really special time. Thanks for chatting with us, Mads. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, can't wait to be there.
Will there be any recording ever? Is it something that feels like it's just a live project, or is it something that you'd like to maybe capture on tape sometime?
Hey Rachel, very pertinent pathai. We actually have just finished doing a little dip of recording with Zach Nichols from Koizilla. Of a couple songs. We kind of have some songs, and then other times we'll just actually build songs as we go, which is really fun. But yeah, we also want to try and archive more of our improv stuff. So it might end up being kind of a dual recording thing. So you've kind of got more DIY recordings of improv-y things and bigger like drone kind of stuff, or anything that might need a bit more time, and then chuck out a bunch of songs. So we'll probably try to get something out before the end of the year.
Sick. Oh, looking forward to it. Hey, we'll see you on Friday. Thank you, appreciate
awesome.
It catch you at the gig. Ka kite.
Awesome. Kei kora.
To complete the loop, this is Night Lunch with 1 Million Pines. You're on BFM. Thanks very much to Mads Kelly.
Brazilians, 12 reptilians, 28 gillions, 10 scallions, jillions, fillions.
Night Lunch with 1 Million Pines, or Pies, depending on how you choose to hear it. Pines is canonically correct, but Pies feels right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.